Hello and welcome to this podcast episode as we continue with driving rules, which has become a little bit of a theme on the podcast of late. So we have a 28-year-old doctor who is consulting you following a lower respiratory tract infection. She reports that she's had a collapsing episode after a coughing fit with transient loss of consciousness. This is a single episode of cough syncope. What would be the most appropriate advice or driving advice for this patient? So in order to answer this question, we can presume that the patient holds a Group 1 license based on her career. The second issue at hand is whether or not there is a significance of the lower respiratory tract infection on the cough syncope. So the DVLA guidance mentions that even if the cough syncope episode occurred during a short-lived period of increased cough, so that's either an acute respiratory infection, this does not alter the fact that the patient is then at a higher risk of experiencing an episode of cough syncope whenever they cough, regardless of the cause. So irrespective of whether or not this patient had a lower respiratory tract infection, would not change the rules as per DVLA guidance. So, based on this information, unfortunately, the patient would qualify for a restriction based on the cough syncope. So, based on this advice, the patient must not drive for 6 months following a single episode. And if they were to have multiple episodes over 5 years, then that would incur a 12-month ban. Now, the advice for Group 2 licensing, as we can expect, would be much more stringent because a single episode would be 12 months of no driving and multiple episodes over 5 years would be a 5-year restriction rather than the 6 months and the 12-month restrictions for Group 1 licensing. Now, when we talk about multiple episodes, it's actually quite interesting that we have to consider that if you have more than one episode of cough syncope within a 24-hour time frame, that actually just counts as one episode of cough syncope. Whereas multiple episodes is where there's at least 24 hours apart between the different episodes. So if you were to have, let's say, an acute respiratory tract infection and you had cough syncope on following days where there was 24 hours between each episode, then unfortunately that would lead you to have the higher restriction of multiple episodes, which for, as we mentioned, Group 1 licensing would have been 12 months, and for Group 2 licensing that would have been 5 years. So I hope you found this helpful. Again, these are very, very difficult conversations to have with patients when it comes to driving restrictions. But again, when you're preparing for the RCA, just consider it because it just adds to that complexity element and it just helps you pad out that management plan as well. This podcast is hosted by wellmedic.co.uk. We help GP trainees pass the AKT.